What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, what you're watching here is the merger of the Iranian government and the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Into one political entity on the streets of America. It's really amazing what
sure
we're seeing.
Sure looks like it.
So let's start with this. John Kirby, co-spokes hack for the Biden, or is it Harris administration? I don't. She seems to be running stuff. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, it's real weird. Okay, admitting, okay, Iran is funding these pro-terrorist, pro-Democrat, because they're all Democrats, street, you know, riots, marches, violence, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. They're funding, but you know, they're not funding all of it, so it doesn't count, just some of it.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
Let's remember, Lee, who the other entity funding this is. And you can see the merger between the Democrat Party and Iran. It's Joe Biden's own campaign donors, remember?
Yep.
So Iran and Biden's campaign donors are funding the violence you're seeing in the streets that Hakeem Jeffries had to come out and say yesterday. Oh, that's not us. Oh, yes, it is. Gaslighting people. He's the minority leader in the House. Democrat minority leader, gaslighting people. Yes, it is. We know that Biden's donors are funding this, and we know Iran is funding this. It's outrageous. Now, let's just to highlight how outrageous this is. There should be criminal investigations of this. This is, there are federal laws against this, against foreign countries coming in here and trying to undermine our country. Now, remember what we were told. That we had to turn the life of Donald Trump upside down. We had to get subpoenas. He had to turn over more than a million documents. We put 36 FBI agents on him. Why? Because he might have a relationship with the Russians, right? He might be a Russian stooge. The Russians have sent bots in. Oh my gosh, they're on Twitter. They're trying to what? Influence this election. But it's okay if Iran and Biden's donors fund street protest. Do I have this straight? Do we not need to have investigations in Congress like we did over the Trump-Putin hoax?
Yeah, one would think.
Where are the investigations here? This is Iran trying to influence an election and steal our democracy. Where are the investigations of this? Now, this gets real pernicious if you sit down and think about it for a minute. So Iran funds pro-Democrat, pro-terror protests in the USA with what money? Because you remember under Trump, we had all these articles, these poor Iranian people couldn't even get enough food to eat. He had them so locked down, right? Sanctions. Well, oh, they're paying for that with the billions of dollars the Biden regime gave them. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Freed it up, right? So let's get this straight. The Biden regime frees up billions of dollars, and then Iran recycles, some might say launders the money, back into the protest groups, the same protest groups on the streets that Biden's own donors are funding. You're watching the merger of the Iranian government and the Democrat Party in the streets of America for violence and chaos. Now, let's go a step further. Who has sent assassins to kill Donald Trump in his inner circle?
That would be Iran.
Wow. Now, Google this because you won't find it. Where's the Iranian plot to assassinate Biden in his inner circle? Kamala and her inner circle? By gosh, there isn't one. Weird. So let's keep going, shall we? Suppose you're the Iranian mullahs and you know you got a good thing going. The Democrats are more than happy to allow you to fund un-American activity on our streets, the burning of American flags, the hoisting of Palestinian flags, the praise for the terror group, the harassment of Jews, that kind of thing. They're all fine with it. Okay, then you learn something very surprising. You know what you learn? You learn that as soon as the U.S. government learned that you were trying to assassinate Donald Trump, they lowered the security classification on his rally to loose security. So loose, in fact, no canines used to detect bombs or guns, no pre-sweep of the area. Anybody with or without credentials can go backstage because it's a loose security event. And you sent the Secret Service to Jill's event. After learning about the Iranian assassination attempt, think about this from the perspective of the mullahs for a minute. And you know what you're going? These Democrats want us to assassinate Trump. That's what you would think if you're a sane person.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this thing about the Jill Biden event was an indoor event with just a few hundred people.
Yes, and she got 12 Secret Service.
As opposed...
Trump got three.
Yes.
They're called post-standers. So you see this, you're Iran, you know what this means. You know who you sent. And here's the thing. This is not a theoretical sort of, you know, they try to downplay it. Oh, we've got one human source. No. Again, we already arrested the first assassin. He is awaiting trial by the DOJ. He had tried to hire a cartel hitman for $300,000 to kill Pompeo and Bolton. And then he had another $1 million in another account that he was going to use to pay other assassins to go after Trump. This was real. He is facing trial. Okay. We have the name and the picture of the second Iranian assassin sent by the Quds force, the Iranian guard, to come after Trump and his inner circle. We've got his name. We've got his face. We even know that he's going to try to sneak into the country via Venezuela. He speaks Spanish. And knowing that and announcing that in April, and then the Iranians find out the Democrats are unsecuring and insecuring the Trump rally, it sure looks like you want an assassin to take him out. That's what you take away from that if you're the mullahs. Or if you're the Russians. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know what's really wild about this? This is from Judge Napolitano's podcast. Remember him from Fox News?
Yeah.
And he had Scott Ritter on. Scott Ritter is a longtime UN weapons inspector.
Right.
Fluent in Russia, many classified clearances. Fluent in Russian, many classified clearances. Goes back and forth between here and Russia. So Judge Napolitano asks him, what do the Russians think of this thing that's going on in this country with the, you know, musical chairs, presidential candidates? You know, one a coup, two a coup, three a coup. Yeah, like that. What do they think? Because you know how we think about Russia, right? Like,
right.
If you challenge Putin effectively, you're either gonna A, fall out a glass window, or B, come down with a poisoning, you know, plutonium or something. So, you know, that's how we think of Russia from here, like as a place where Putin wink wink nod nod gets elected, but not really, more like a selection, if you will. Well, the Russians see us the same way, according to Ritter, who has a lot of his contacts there and spends a lot of time there. Again, the former UN weapons inspector, this is how Russians see America now. Basically, this is the irony, the same way we see them.
The Russians are viewing this as part and parcel of a systemic breakdown on the part of the United States. They view the attempted assassination against Donald Trump as part of the same overall scene or narrative of the what they're calling a soft coup against Joe Biden. You know, basically elements within the establishment that are opting to take matters into their own hands to eliminate candidates that aren't going to fulfill their purpose. The physical elimination of Donald Trump, and now we have the political nullification of Joe Biden. From the Russian perspective, this is all part and parcel of the systemic failure of American democracy.
Yeah, viewing it through a Russian lens,
yeah.
Why would you not look at it that way?
No.
Because we have it's very different when you're this close to the crime scene like we are in this country. But when you're overseas and you have multiple accounts and multiple perspectives on the events that take place here. Why wouldn't they look at it that way?
It's just wild to me. They don't see any difference between their oligarchs and our oligarchs and the coups they run to remain to maintain power. It says a lot. This says a lot, too. And you know, speaking of Russia, you know, and how they have quasi state media there. It's soft touch media. It's not like the old days, but still, we have that here, too. This is wild. A Democrat lawmaker confirmed to Fox News that Democrats have received a piece of paper with talking points slash lies about how to discuss Kamala Harris's role on the southern border. And it's the exact talking points the media is using. Here's a picture of it. Border Czar title invented by Republicans. Weird. Why was all the mainstream media using it and referring to her as the Border Czar then? Because we've played all that audio. Was not asked to lead on administration's immigration or border enforcement policies. And they say that POTUS tasked her to lead admin's diplomatic root causes strategies in Central America. Yes, as the Border Czar. Role focused on changing conditions in other countries, not the U.S. border. No. For years, the media covered that she wouldn't go to the border. Why would they cover that she wouldn't go to the border?
Right.
And then the fact she did finally go to the border if she wasn't in charge of the borders.
Or at least
she was
close to the border and only spent a few minutes there. And the people who were there said that she was trying to rush through this and get out of there.
But what's so crazy about this is that you have the media using Kamala Harris's campaign talking points that have also been handed to Democrats as news. As news.
And it is nothing but a disinformation campaign.
Yes. Again, not so different from Russia.
Well, I mean, look at what we're going on. Kamala Harris, she of course not was not the border czar. Trump didn't get actually struck by a bullet. The vaccine is perfectly safe for everyone. We had a very well-maintained exit from Afghanistan. That was a great success. I mean, look at all the lies that we are fed when we see right in front of us exactly what's going on, and yet we are told otherwise by the media and the Democrat progressive secularist.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. What would make you think
exactly.
There's something wrong? Are you taking in that propaganda again?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Christopher Wray, I mean, just the look on his face as he's lying about the Trump bullet. And you know what? The media's coverage of that is even completely dishonest. Because look, he's under oath, right? So he can't leave it like he doesn't know because he knows. He knows Trump was hit by a bullet. So later on, he actually says he refers to it as like the pathway that the bullet traveled. Here, I'll get his exact words on this. He admits the bullet grazed Trump. Why would he do that? Because he's under oath. But he's smart. He's a smart guy. He knows the media will only take the first sentence. Well, we don't know whether it was a bullet or glass. Yes, they do.
So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So let us get that.
So he knows. He's talking about the grazing. He knows. So now they're doing this really evil thing. The headlines, you should see them. They just started popping up about an hour ago. FBI seeking interview with Trump to find out if he really got hit by a bullet. As if, you know, Trump's on the run or something.
Yeah.
As if Trump won't sit down because, you know, he's probably lying about that. This is misinformation, gaslighting by the FBI, who, let's not forget, has the ability to censor you everywhere but Twitter and Gab and Getter. So I'm sure they're very busy little bees censoring anything having to do with the assassination and the bullet, except their negative propaganda. So what they're doing is using the same, we're talking about talking points, they're using the same set of talking points Joy Reid was. I played them side by side. Christopher Wray, Joy Reid.
I got a question. Okay, let's say that it was shrapnel. Show me the teleprompter that got hit. Show it to me. Show me.
Another texter pointed out they would have gone over the scene with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes.
Trump's DNA, i.e. blood, will be on the bullet or on the glass. This is should not be something they're confused. They're not confused.
No.
There's no way.
They're just trying to confuse you.
Yeah, they're trying to confuse you to help the Democrat Party win because that's what the FBI does now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.